This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's shake it up, shall we? Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. Don't forget our DJV show podcast at DJV show. And you can follow us on Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. Here we go with another hour of penetrating, poignant thinking and talking. Jennifer, you get to be the poignant thinker and talker as we start out here.
Okay, well, this one I think is kind of interesting. So much attention. I mean, how long, really, have we been talking about the Brett Kavanaugh drama? Have we been talking about it for months? Is that safe to say?
Yep, several. Yep, several months.
Okay.
Too long.
So now there's a new poll that's out that asked, do Americans talk about this Brett Kavanaugh chaos at work? And I thought this was kind of interesting because you never know, because we're kind of in a bubble where we have to talk about stories that make news, whether we like the stories or we don't like the stories, because we want to deliver those stories. We certainly talk about it. The DJV show talks about it at work. But do regular Americans do that? And the answer to the question from this survey by SurveyMonkey, with the results released for the first week, they asked this question in the first week of October. So it was conducted October 3rd and 4th. And the results are now trickling out. More than half of Americans say that they've had conversations about Kavanaugh at work. Almost three quarters have been talking about the debate with their friends and family. This is, again, according to that SurveyMonkey poll taken during October, the first week of October. Now, there is encouraging news. More than three quarters of Americans say their discussions with each other have been civil. That's a good thing. 50% asked in this disapprove of Kavanaugh's nomination, while 45% approve, which are the same margins that they were before all of the dramatics and the allegations broke out. And the gender gap is real. 36% of women approve of Kavanaugh compared with 55% of men. Now, when you talk specifically about Republicans, 89% of Republican men and 86% of Republican women, that's interesting, approve of the Kavanaugh nominations. Among Democrats, 92% of women disapprove of Kavanaugh compared with 82% of men. And then when you look at that important group of independent voters, independent women are largely against Kavanaugh. 54% oppose him, while 29% support him. But I thought it was kind of interesting because I think we talk about trying to have these conversations, and we're from all different various parts of the aisle, sometimes right, sometimes left, sometimes we switch around a little bit. And do people talk in the workplace and do it civilly? And it seems that most Americans are capable of this. They can still have these conversations in a place like work where it's supposed to be polite conversation, yet three quarters of them are managing to keep it civil. So maybe that's some silver lining in all of this hot political climate.
Hot. All right. So, I don't know, talking about this stuff, it is unfortunate that it becomes very polarizing. I don't know what I take away from that. I'm interested in what Victoria and Kara take away from it. I'm thinking as you're going through it, sometimes I jump to a conclusion that I stay with. I still think that I'm not for him being on the Supreme Court, mostly because of things that may not be in his control. I think it may not even be about him, but I think his ability to do the job has been greatly compromised, because
I guess
when you get a decision, you want to respect the decision. And if you don't respect the people who make the decision, then what good is the decision? I guess
for me, this is less about whether or not you support him or not. I mean, we've all hashed that around there. You know, if you're happy he's confirmed, if you're happy that he's been denied, whatever it is, it's for me, this is more about how people are consuming it and how people are dealing with stories like this one, because this is not the first hot political story that we've had in the last couple of years. This is just one of many. And so I think it's interesting. The polling for me stuck out because it's interesting to see how people are consuming it and talking about it and spreading the word, because it's my perception that things are so polarized, but that's because I'm looking at social media all day. So I want to know how someone who's standing in front of me is going to have the conversation. Are they going to be disruptive? Are they going to be angry? Or are they going to be able to say, hey, this is what I feel, this is what you feel, but, you know, we can work it out. And I think that's a really positive thing that 75% in this survey are able to do that in the workplace.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that the workplace is even a place that anyone is bringing this stuff up.
I know.
Because
that
I feel like.
That surprised me too.
I mean, my workplace is me with my two dogs. So, but like all my friends who work in offices, we've been talking about this recently. No one even dares bring it up because you just never know. Mostly, and all of my female friends, of course, as women, they're more afraid to offend someone. They don't want to make anyone angry. They don't want to offend someone. And I'm sure guys probably just don't want to get into an argument about it, but it's an interesting thing that it's even being polled specifically about the office place or the workplace, because that could be a slippery slope quickly.
Right. Well, who's the what does the boss think? And what do you mean about his political leanings? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, just in general, a friend of mine works for a very large finance company, and, you know, they sit in cubicles, and she said it's popped up here and there, the Brett Kavanaugh stuff, and, you know, and she just said, she's like, wow, I'm not even going to entertain that, because as soon as one person says something that someone else deems offensive, that affects the workplace dynamic. You know, it's a dangerous thing to do, I think, to bring it up at work.
Well, as a boss over the years, I'm happy to have people actually doing their jobs and not concentrating on things that aren't a part of the job. You want to have a conversation like that, and it's not unrealistic to expect it's not going to take place, but I'd rather you concentrate on your job, thanks very much, and leave your politics at home or have the conversation at lunch or your break or, you know, after work. That's maybe naive to think that's what's going to happen, but it would be nice if that was the case. After all, you're getting paid to do a job, so part of the job isn't what you think about Brett Kavanaugh or anything else that goes on politically. But we do have these social relationships at work, and so these conversations come up. All right, 14 after the hour. In a moment, time to compare and contrast here on the DJV program.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you.
Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me.
Ignore them! Da-dong-da-dong.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Whenever it rains, it's hard not to think about the folks right here in our community who have no roofs over their heads. Wouldn't it be nice to give them a dry place to sleep tonight, or a warm cup of soup, or just simply an umbrella? Well, you can by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org now to help fund programs that provide shelter, food, and hope to our neighbors most in need. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I promised at 16 past the hour we would do some comparisons and contrastions. So let's compare Iran and Iraq, shall we? Everybody in favor, raise your hands, please. This is the...
Sounds like a hoot.
I know.
All right, so here's Iran first. United States of America terminating... And the treaty goes back to 1955 with Iran that regulates economic and consular relations between our two countries. Remember, this was during the time when the Shah of Iran was in power. Secretary of State Pompeo made the announcement at a press conference. This is a decision, frankly, that's 39 years overdue. He commented on an International Court of Justice decision that came down ordering the U.S. to ease up some of its sanctions against Iran. In particular, the U.N.'s court wanted the U.S. to make sure sanctions didn't affect humanitarian aid and civil aviation. Back in July, Iran filed a lawsuit with the International Criminal Justice Court against the U.S., claiming America violated some of the terms of the treaty, that treaty that has just been ditched. He called the lawsuit meritless, that is Pompeo, defending the U.S. and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Iran wants us to stick with a treaty that was made with the Shah. This is the last, isn't it fun to see how these things are so convenient? Okay, well, the Shah was a no-good SOB, and we threw him out of office and killed everybody that was working for him. But now we're going to rely on a deal that he put together with the U.S. To straighten out our problems with the U.S. So he can kiss that one goodbye. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, taking steps to set up a new government after their election in May, there was really no conclusive result. Parliament elected a politician who's a Kurd named Bahram Saleh to serve as Iraq's new president. He, in turn, chose a Shiite named Adel Abdul Mahdi as the country's prime minister. So why I bring this to the surface is we have, you know, we're trying to get things settled down there and try to understand what it is that their government ought to be in order to not have another upheaval. People be satisfied with it. They don't have political parties. They have religious sects. And that's how they form their government. They have, you know, I'm surprised in terms of Iran. You know, we've talked about the Ayatollah being the supreme leader. He's the only one who thinks he's the supreme leader. He and a few of the people in his family, a few of his henchmen. The average person on the street thinks he's a clown. But there's no big person. There's no strong leader. As is exemplified by the fact they couldn't come up with a new government. So they've got this politician from that religious sect and the other politician from another, the Kurds, the Shiites, the Shias, and back around we go. But if they can all get along, the prime minister spot is traditionally held by a Shiite. You know what that reminds me of? When Jack Kennedy ran for president people thought he would be taking orders from the Pope, and Americans really thought that we ought not to have a Catholic president. Or when Joe Lieberman was running for vice president, oh my God, we can't have a Jew as a vice president. That's the kind of stuff. We think the Iraqis are so backward, but think about how you think about who is serving in the political slots that are in your area. 21 after the hour here.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Show with Jennifer Victoria Cara, focusing on J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, announcing that she will perform a new song from her upcoming film, Second Act, at next Tuesday's American Music Awards. She tweeted, "It's gonna be amazing." Second Act is a romantic comedy about Ms. Lopez playing a character named Maya, 40-year-old woman whose unfulfilled dreams leave her wondering whether her street smarts will ever be as valuable as book smarts. How old is she? What, late 40s? How old is Jennifer Lopez?
Late 40s, yeah.
Late 40s, yeah. Second Act is a romantic comedy about this lady. Her friends create a false identity for her, landing her a job on Madison Avenue in New York. Oh, I saw the trailer for this.
Wait a minute. I feel like she already did this movie. It's called Made in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't understand. She just revisiting
it. Anything old is new again.
Made in Manhattan is a great movie. Why not make it again?
It is a good
Everybody
movie.
Else is rebooting everything.
Yeah, right. The movie comes out on December 14th. Vanessa Hudgens and Milo Ventimiglia.
Almost on both of those.
Yeah, almost. Okay, close enough.
Really close.
American Music Awards are next Tuesday at 8 on ABC, hosted by Tracy Ellis Ross, who is Tracy Ellis Ross?
From Blackish. She's the star of Blackish.
Okay. You'd recognize her. She's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And not that she needs to be known as this, but she is Diana Ross's daughter.
Yeah. Ah, that's right. Yeah. My mistake. I should have known that. Because we have talked about that before. All right, next up musically, Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam announcing this week that their recent home shows at the Seattle Safeco Field in August raised $10 million for area homelessness causes. Now, this is good. These gigs band's first hometown show in 5 years. Found the band teaming with more than 170 local businesses and philanthropic partners, individuals who are going to help distribute nearly $8 million to a variety of organizations in Seattle and in King County, which is that area. Absolutely beautiful area. Bob Kay, who's on the staff here, ran King Radio in Seattle. I remember going out to visit him on a couple of occasions there. And I was taken by Seattle. I really like Seattle. Very progressive city. King County is an interesting area. The people who own the radio station, their name was King. And the county is named after their family.
It's really weird how that happens.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, according to the statement from Pearl Jam, more than $1.3 million being distributed to nonprofits selected by the band with guidance from an advisory group. The band said, quote, "The Home Show's initiative is to bring the issue of homelessness closer to all of us, increasing our understanding of a complex issue, our empathy for our neighbors experiencing homelessness, and our resolve for working together. We're proud of what our city has done. Now we need to stay inspired. There's a lot more to do." Well, that's swell as long as you really get into the people who are homeless not by choice but by chance. And one wonders if they have the right group of advisors, they'll be able to ferret that out, I suppose. The four areas targeted for funding, helping the homeless stay. See, there's too much of a categorical, the homeless is, and it's all one thing, and that's not true at all. But anyway, they're looking at helping homeless people stay in housing, prevent them from entering the homeless system, providing the homeless with relevant services, exploring new approaches to assisting the homeless, and finding safe, stable housing for the homeless. What about trying to help them find jobs?
That's part of it. There's job training and everything is part of it. I think that I give Pearl Jam big props for this.
Yeah.
They've done their research. They recognize it's a very complex issue, and I think it's great when they're not just like flying around in a private jet. They're doing some good work.
Yeah. Well, flying on a private jet doing good work is not a bad thing. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
If our country is to have a bright future, we must stop looking back at our racial division and start looking forward at our national unity. What can we do to realize the vision of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAN, staying true to America's national destiny. I have a suggestion which I believe is essential for the future of our country. Do away with the hyphenated identity. No more Irish American, Italian American, Hispanic American, African American, etc. Put America and unity first. We are Americans of Irish descent, Italian descent, Asian descent. I am an American of African descent. We are all Americans first. The common culture and heritage. We might like to visit our ancestral homes, but we don't want to live there. Our ancestors came on different ships, but we are all in the same boat now. Time for every citizen of the United States to say, I am an American.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you.
Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me.
Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 20 people are dead as federal officials investigate an upstate New York vehicle crash 30 miles west of Albany. One woman was nearby, and she heard the crash.
I heard this loud bang. I came out. I saw a lot of people up here at the Apple Barrel.
out in the parking lot, and then I heard screaming.
A limousine carrying people to a birthday party ran a stop sign and plowed into an SUV in the parking lot at the intersection of two state highways. The National Transportation Safety Board is calling this a mass casualty event. They say it's the worst traffic accident in the U.S. in almost a decade. They'll spend a week trying to reconstruct what actually happened. 18 people inside the limo died, and two pedestrians were struck and killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Back in the saddle again on the DJV program, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Dougster here on duty, with Victoria taking us through the paces of something that's very important.
Well, if you're in Gilbert, Minnesota, this is an important story.
There you
Apparently, go. Robins and cedar waxwings and other birds are flying into windshields, bumping into trees, and looking disoriented. Police say there's no need to worry. The birds are just a little bit drunk. This is true. This is a true story. Gilbert Police Chief Ty Teshar said, it appears some birds are getting a little more tipsy than normal, and the town's birds are not drinking actual alcohol, but it is believed that their confused state is the result of eating berries that have fermented earlier than usual due to an early frost in Minnesota. Many birds have not migrated south, so it appears to be more prevalent than in the past years. And the officials now say younger birds' livers cannot handle the toxins as efficiently as more mature birds. So these young birds are eating these berries and then acting like drunken fools, and they're banging into things. People, the videos are starting to go viral of people watching these birds flying kind of cockeyed and sideways and banging into things, and they say it's really just all because of these fermented berries.
All right,
so
you've heard me.
Have to stop it with the berries, but
on the farm, I have had this the conversation. The idea of what happens when things that we grow are fermented. It's the same process as when any alcoholic beverage is produced. It's through a fermentation process. So those of us who are farmers know what happens when we grow corn and we put in the silo and it becomes, it ferments, it stews in its own juices, if you will, so that it has a different fragrance. And the alcohol that's created in the fermentation process is what you feed to the animals. So I've posted on my website at easleyfarm.com, the website for the farm, any number of video pictures of cows who, after they, for the first time in the season, get a hold of some of this stuff, they go bananas. They go dancing around. It is the funniest thing.
Taking selfies, right?
Well, I'm not sure whether they're taking selfies, but they run around.
T-shirt contest.
They chase each other around. They kick their heels up. Their tails are up. It's just absolutely hilarious. And I delivered a load of what we call baleage, which is hay that's wrapped. You know, when you drive around the country, you go by farms, you sometimes now see these large, they look like marshmallows, big white wrapped bales of hay that are baled not dry but wet so that they will ferment. And the stuff that's inside, as long as the air doesn't get to it, is the same stuff that you'd find in the silo. And so when I delivered this load to this fellow last night.
What do you do with that stuff? Because well, I have seen that, I never
like
know
it.
What do you...
Yeah, cows,
it's just
it's
for
it's
animal
a great
feed?
Cow feed? Yeah, it's just animal feed.
Okay.
Yeah. So the cows, when they get a hold of this stuff, I said to the fellow, warning, when they eat it for the first time, they will get very silly. They'll run around in the pasture. They'll be, if you're with them and they're used to being around humans, they'll be a little more nuzzly. They just, that's the way they are. They get very silly. So this does not surprise me at all that birds or anything... that's one of the reasons, for those of you who are horse lovers, horses do not eat this because they are more, it affects them differently because they have a different stomach structure than do cows. And it's not good for them, actually. It causes colic and sometimes it plugs up the digestive system to the point where they would die. So you don't want
horses
that.
Horses die from colic, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is, just like, basically the police say, if you find one of these woozy birds, treat them just like a drunken friend, put them in a dark, safe place, like a shed or a cardboard box, until it recuperates and can fly without crashing into things. They say drawing the blinds can also help protect confused birds that may try to fly into windows, which is where they can get injured. So,
Have you ever had Amarula? I think is what it's called.
No.
Amarula is an alcohol.
Amaretta, I bet.
That's kind of, it's sort of, it's similar to Bailey's, except it just tastes like even better. And it's really, really good. And you can add it to coffee. You can put it over ice cream. It's something even I think you would like, Doug. But it's made from a fruit that the elephants in South Africa love. And they wait because it's so hot. And all of all the heat goes into the fruit, the Amarula fruit, and then it falls off the tree, and these elephants eat it, and they can't even stand up. They actually, like, tucker up. And it's so cute. It's so cute to watch, but the alcohol that they make from it, it's really good.
So is that what happens to people when they drink that? Similar
you
thing?
Just fall over like an elephant, yeah. It's right on your side.
So... just sort of in that same department for a moment, how many of you have seen the picture of the elephant crushing the lion? It was a mother elephant had her elephant calf with her, and the calf was being attacked by a lion, and the mother knocked the lion over and stepped on it.
Good for you, Mr. Elephant.
very interesting to see how that the protective, how it worked. As the, a big elephant is going to be afraid of, nor is it going to be attacked by a lion or a tiger or anything like that because it's too small. But in the case of the cub, they call them calves, elephant calves, that is not the case. And so the system as it works in Africa or wherever they are is the survival of the fittest. And picking on a little elephant cub, little elephant calf, is something that lions and tigers do all the time. And in this case, the lion didn't survive, didn't make it. And it just Mother Nature and all of the pluses and minuses of realizing what life is all about, really, and survival is all about. Maybe we're not much different than they are. The animal kingdom is focused on survival. Are we not focused on survival?
Always hear those stories of moms who are able to lift cars up or do other crazy stuff when their kid's in danger. So I think don't mess with a mom when it comes to their kid. I mean, I always hear that when you see bear cubs, and they're adorable, but if their mom is anywhere near, don't mess around
stay
with
away.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
She'll get you.
Well, that's true for elephants, too. I've been told that you don't mess with elephants if their calves are around. So there it is, a word to the wise as we move on. People in the News up next here on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450 horsepower twin turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Koso-Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/pl to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. I'm very interested to see this movie A Star Is Born because the stars are all over the place plugging this. I just saw an interview with Bradley Cooper and Sam Elliott, who seem to have developed a very close friendship. Perhaps being, I don't know if they knew each other before this or not, but they're having a great time together. And this is the event of the weekend, I think. Most people are going to want to see this movie. Kara has seen it already, but she doesn't want to spoil it for everybody else. So you can just tell us, though, whether you liked it or not.
I thought it was really good. It was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. It was also more emotional than I thought it was going to be. I'm an emotional person. I definitely cried a bit, but yeah, I was a little bit worried because.
What did you cry about?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah,
because
don't give that away.
Some of the biggest parts. No, you didn't.
Did it deviate from the original story?
I have never seen any of the other ones, so I didn't really know what to expect. I don't know what those ones were like, but the original music. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were both amazing. She sounds fantastic. I can't wait to listen to the soundtrack. And I was worried because everyone was hyping it up so much, and they gave, I think, Lady Gaga like a 10-minute standing ovation at, I don't know, the Venice Film Festival or something. But it definitely held up to my expectations. And if she's not nominated for a lot of awards, then I will be very surprised.
Hmm. All right. So that's that. Ashley Graham, a person in the news. She says, I'm tired of, quote, being called pretty for a big girl. You may know what she's all about. The backhanded compliments are beginning to get under her skin, apparently. She says, I am a pretty big deal. And every single guest that comes on to some show that she's doing, a podcast, I guess, where they start talking about it. Anyway, I find it interesting that she feels like she must say this, and I think it is appropriate. I think she's a very attractive woman, even though she has an overbite. She's much more attractive than Amy Schumer. I don't find Amy Schumer attractive.
Well, Amy Schumer's not a model, so like, let's separate the categories before we bash
Do you think that people do? Do you think that the average person
Absolutely.
Does?
Absolutely. Ashley Graham is a model. That's what she does.
Amy Schumer's at her as a celebrity now. She's on a lot of TV shows and stuff, so she's become...
She's on model shows.
No, she's on a game show, the one that Anthony Anderson hosts. What's that? Which one is that? Secret, I Got a Secret, or something like that. She's on that
show. Tell the Truth or something?
To Tell the Truth, thank you. Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm assuming she showed up one time.
Nope, she was a panelist. Say again, Kara?
Well, she's not a regular on the show. I'm assuming she was on it once.
Yeah. No, well, modeling is her bread and butter, so she has a great personality, so she's kind of translated that into some other things. But she is a model, and that is her career. So I understand what she's saying, and people need to stop with the plus size model and plus size this and the labeling, and it's too much. Women have enough to deal with. We have to get away from this kind of stuff.
All right, is there an equivalency, by the way, to men? In that department, we talk often about men and women and what the different things are that they go through. Are men...
no similarity.
None. Nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, hey, he's pretty attractive for a big guy. I don't know. No. not really a thing that I hear.
Not often.
More likely to be,
maybe sometimes.
He's pretty attractive for a little guy. Yeah, but the emphasis on men is big. I'm a big, tough guy. All right, Ben Affleck is in the news, breaking his silence after completing his third stint at rehab. He said, this week I completed a 40-day stay at a treatment center for alcohol addiction, remain in outpatient care. The support I've received from my family, colleagues, and fans means more to me than I can say. It's given me the strength and support to speak about my illness. Battling any addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is never really in or out of treatment. It's a full-time commitment. I'm fighting for myself and my family. And we all remember the picture of Jennifer Garner driving him to the rehab center. God, that was 40 days ago. Good heavens. 10 before the hour here, DJV time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Talk. Wait a minute, I can't take that name, right? Because the Tappet Brothers took that. Still one of the most endearing things on the radio, because I think PBS still plays the old shows. One of the brothers died on Car Talk. They are from the Boston area, Cambridge. They have their own garage, matter of fact. And they started on the radio on the local PBS station 25 years or so ago and grew into this huge national business. These guys were making millions of bucks every year, just for a one-hour show that was on the weekend. They're very smart and very funny. That's not who we have here. I'm hoping we're trying to chase around and find Nick Miles, who normally is here at this time, our auto expert. If we find him, we're going to report on certain things. If we don't find him, I'm going to give you the auto report. Car Talk, the Doug way, coming up next.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
Doug is super cool and percent underscore exclamation point 1985.
Nail it.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so here's something that I find intriguing. Last month, Prince Harry put his old Audi up for sale. And one would think that, you know, you're not going to put it out. Can you see this now? The Audi's out in front of Buckingham Palace with a for sale.
Does that one make it to Auto Trader?
Yeah, it was an Auto Trader for $71,000. I don't think it has any takers yet. An Audi, I don't know how. We saw this. It was an Audi RS6. It was a sports car. Audi really has come of age, by the way, as a sort of a side comment. My sister and her husband both have new Audis, and I bought the last Range Rover from an Audi dealer. A guy happened to be a friend of mine. He was the old Range Rover dealer, but he's now selling Audis, but I trust him to find me what I want. So when the car went in for a quick service, I was driving an Audi, and I've never driven an Audi before, at least not a new one. It was really quite a sporty car, frankly. Anyway, the Prince's car on the market, $71,000, listed on Auto Trader, acquired by a garage in Derbyshire. So he doesn't still own it. They bought it from him, and then they're trying to sell it. And I'm sure that they didn't pay him $71,000. I'm sure they paid him not much, and they're trying to capitalize on the fact that it was his Audi. So would you buy a car that belonged to a celebrity just because it belonged to a celebrity? There are people who do that at auctions and stuff.
Sure. Well, it makes the value go up, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, but then you can't drive it. Well, here's the thing. For me, I'm more practical. If Prince Harry had a Jeep Wrangler that I wanted to buy, I would drive it. I wouldn't just let it sit. You know, I wouldn't want to do a collector's type thing. I would just only use it for practical purposes.
Really? You're so practical.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I don't buy tractors.
You have to enjoy it. Like, why not?
Right.
You know, I don't understand people who just have cars that just sit around and they never use them. They just are on display. I don't get that. Unless it's the Batmobile. Some guy in my town growing up bought one of the Batmobiles and it just sat in a garage,
really?
Which I get that. No, but, like, come on, you own the Batmobile. Drive it around.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. A list of common driving distractions has been published by one of the polling organizations. Let's see. 91% of people responding to the poll say that they are distracted when they are manipulating music or audio controls. 77% of those polls said that they are distracted while driving when they're talking to a passenger. 71% said they were distracted by eating or drinking and spilling while they're driving. Great. 45% said they are distracted, their attention distracted from driving when they're grooming themselves, brushing their hair, putting on makeup, etc., etc. 40% of those who responded to this poll said that they are distracted when they read. See, ladies? 40% of people read while they're driving, not just me.
That's nuts.
Thank you. 30% say they are distracted while using a cell phone. I find that hard to believe. 7% said they're distracted by smoking.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.